One of the sad truths, Brennan, you know much better than I know, is that there are a lot of people out there who could have been told that they're ugly, and they would have believed that until they left this earth.
Oh, there are people who do, yes.
Yeah. So what are some of the keys to getting to the point where we can be strong enough to develop even the willingness to see ourselves differently?
Yeah, and it I think, are we back on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Carl. It is imperative for us to get off of the merry-go-round. As a boy, we would play, you know, go to the park, sliding board, swings, and sometimes we go on the merry-go-round. The unique thing about the merry-go-round was you go fast and fast and fast and faster, but you're really not going anywhere. You always end up true. Where you start. Yeah. And so if you really want things to be different, get off of the merry-go-round. Stop giving yourself, well, let me put it this way. There was a man who opened his lunch pail, and he looked in his lunch pail and he said, "Baloney again." He said, "Every day is baloney. I'm so tired of baloney." His coworker said, "Well, if you dislike baloney so much, why don't you ask your wife to make you something different?" And the guy looked at his coworker and said, "My wife, I make my own lunch." We give ourselves the same old thing. Mm. If you want change, be the change you want to be. You don't have to wait on somebody else. You don't have to, wait on the right bus to come. It's important for us to recognize that, you know, we have a limited amount of time in this life. Yes. And for us to take advantage of every moment and every opportunity is to our advantage. So get off the merry-go-round. Stop giving yourself the same baloney. And ask yourself, what is it that I really want in life? What's my dream? What's my hope? What's my greatest aspiration? And once you realize what that is, then stop being afraid. Stop running away from the roar and run toward it. Mm. In the Bible, there's a story told of a warrior who chased a lion on a snowy day into a pit. Now, who chases a lion? Well, most people run away from lions.
Yes, sir.
But this man wanted to be King David's bodyguard. And so he needed a resume that would show he was qualified for the job. And so rather than run away from the lion, he ran toward the lion. All I'm trying to say is it's time for us to stop living a life as if the purpose of it is to arrive safely at death. We ought to chase the roar. We ought to set God-sized goals and pursue God-given passion. We ought to go for our goals and go for our dreams and go after a dream that is destined to fail without divine intervention. In other words, even if it seems impossible, go after it, because if God wants it for you, Carl, it's going to happen.
Mm, I love it. Faith in God. And I noticed you said those God-inspired desires.
Yes.
Is there a difference between that which is inspired by God and that which is not inspired by God? And if so, does it matter?
Well, I think God gives us ideas. Remember, early on I said that placed inside all of us is this desire, this drive, this thing that God desires for us to do. And it becomes our privilege to dig among the trash and rubble of human life and find that pearl of great price that God has planted in us. Once you find that, you won't be outside of God's will when it comes to the thing you're supposed to be doing. So if you like it, you know, and again, I thought that being a pastor and doing ministry was my calling. And by the way, I was very good at it. I excelled at every ministry job I ever had. But I had a deeper desire, a deeper longing, and God brought that thing into my reality. The same is true for you. You know, what is it? Do you like to paint? Do you like to fix cars? Whatever your dream is, whatever your hope is, it may seem small to somebody else. But if that's your dream, go after that thing with all of your might, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, because that's the thing that God wants you to do.
So in the meantime, I'm hearing what you're saying, and we got to find that desire, discover it. It is a pearl. And we got to discover it. We got to value it once we discover it. And we got to say, hey, you know what? I need to help do what I can do to make this pearl as valuable as it can possibly be, seeing how it can benefit other people. But, of course, that means other people, as you mentioned earlier, are also helping and benefiting us. And so it becomes imperative that when we start reaching out for that help, we're connecting with the right people. How can we know how or who the right people are?
Yeah, I think it's important to be prayerful. Somebody has to hold your ladder. We had a swing set growing up, and the swing set broke, and Dad took the sliding board, which was still in pretty decent shape, and put it in the shed. Well, my younger brother and I decided to go in the shed and slide down the sliding board. But in order to do that, we had to hold the ladder for each other. And so my younger brother held it for me. I climbed up and slid down, and I held it for him. He climbed up and slid down. And that went on for a period of time until on one occasion I decided not to hold the ladder. Mm. And when my brother came sliding down, the sliding board turned over. He hit his head and had a very bad cut on the back of his head. Ended up going to the hospital and needing stitches because I didn't hold his ladder. I feel bad to this day about that, and I've apologized to him over and over again. Holding someone's ladder is a privilege, and the way you find people who are willing to hold your ladder is to be the kind of person who holds a ladder. What you give is what you get in return, and so be willing to give of yourself. Be willing to support others, to encourage others, to stand by and with others. And when you do that, I believe that the right people are going to be planted in your life to stand with you and to hold your ladder and to encourage you and to support you.
I appreciate you so much. Brennan, share with us what you're doing with regards to books and how people can get in contact with you.
Thank you, Carl. You can find me at www.brennanismad.com. www.brennanismad.com. MAD is my acronym, M-A-D, Making a Difference. So I'm not angry, but I am making a difference. And now we're making differences through books. We currently have two books out, the one I mentioned earlier, 52 Weeks of Dynamic Living, and my first book entitled Hang in There, empowering you in your quest for success. We also have a series of CDs that we've released called Keys to Dynamic Living. Volume 1 is available now. Volume 2 will be out soon. And beyond Volume 2, we'll have Keys to Dynamic Parenting, Keys to Dynamic Marriages and Relationships. And so you can access any of those resources on the Dynamic Living website, www.brennanismad.com.
Awesome. Appreciate you so much for having come out, having joined me today to have empowered every one of us.
It's been a joy, Carl, and I hope we have a chance to do this again. Thank you for being a difference maker in this area. A lot of folk are touched, including me, by the work you do.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Till next time, everyone.